Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
Why did Jesus come to the earth? In our lesson today, we're discussing the two reasons why Jesus came to the earth. The first reason is that he came to save sinful men. Today we're going to notice together, Jesus came to the earth also to purchase his church. There are several passages showing the church was planned before God created the world. Acts 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. In this passage of Scripture, Paul tells us that Christ purchased the church with his own blood. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, Peter tells us, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. So it was planned by God, before this world existed, that Jesus would shed his blood, that he would shed his precious blood on the cross. And this plan was made before the world ever came into being. Paul then adds in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. When was this plan made? It was made before the world began. It was God's eternal purpose. Therefore, when Jesus came to this earth and says, as recorded in Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. When Jesus made that statement, it was not something he thought about just at that time. He knew this was planned before the foundation of the world. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Why did Jesus come to this earth? He came to save sinful man, and he came to purchase his church. How many churches did Jesus plan to build? How many churches did Jesus establish on this earth? It was never in God's plan to have hundreds and thousands of man-made churches. We call them denominations. The plan was always to have just one church, and that all believers were to be part of that one church. You see, the Bible teaches unity, not division. Note the words of Jesus in John chapter 17, verses 20 through 22. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one." The word "one" here means united. Jesus was praying for unity, not division. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, Paul urges the church at Corinth to be united religiously. He says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, 'I am of Paul,' or 'I of Apollos,' or 'I of Cephas,' or 'I of Christ.' Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" Note the emphasis on unity in this passage of Scripture. He says that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Those are phrases of unity, not division. And those are the same kind of words that Jesus used in praying for unity, as we read a moment ago from John chapter 17. Then in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. "There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Note all the times that Paul uses the word "one." There's one body. There's one Spirit. There's one hope. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Father. These are all words of unity. And he says that we are to work to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Then in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, Paul tells us that God has put all things under His feet, that is, under Christ's feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. In this passage of Scripture, Paul uses a normal illustration to show the relationship between Christ and the church. A normal head has one body. A normal body has one head. And so Paul is using a normal illustration to show the relationship between Christ and His church. Christ is the head of His church. How many heads does the church have? Just one. The church is His body. How many bodies does Christ have? Remember, Paul is using a normal illustration. A normal head just has one body. How many bodies does Christ have? Just one. How many churches did Jesus promise to build? Just one. And in the English language, it is very easy to understand. He said in Matthew 16 and verse 18, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Whose church is it? It is Christ's church. How many churches did he promise to build? He said, "My church." That word church is singular. If he wanted to build more than one church, he would have said churches. But Matthew 16:18 does not say my churches. It says my church. Christ is the only head of the one church he promised to build. It is in his church, that is, in his body, that we are saved from our sins. Ephesians 5 and verse 23. "For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." Where is salvation found? In the body of Christ. How many bodies does Jesus have? Just one. What is that body? It is the church. Where is salvation found? In his church. Jesus came to this earth to save man from sin and to purchase his church.